no religion worth mentioning has ever consisted of an idea alone, of a theology or a cosmology alone, but always of an idea coupled to continuing action. The idea determines the form of the action, and the action in turn reflects the content of the idea. And although it may seem a bit artificial to separate this action into two different types, it's customary to do so. There are what we call ethical action, or behavior derived from an ethic, and ritual, or symbolic action, which simply reflects in a more formal way than ethical action does the content of the governing idea. Both types of action are essential to the vitality of the idea. An example of ethical behavior is the conduct of one's sex life in accord with the principles that we derived earlier. And an example of ritual action is the recitation of our affirmation at the beginning of each of our meetings. Another example is the wearing of our life ring. But as I just said, the separation of these types of behavior is artificial, and it's better to view any action as having two aspects, an ethical aspect and a symbolic aspect. In some cases, the ethical aspect is predominant, and in other cases, the symbolic aspect. But I think it's important to view nearly every action, nearly everything we do, as having both these aspects.